We'll start the lesson properly now.
好，我们现在要正式开始下面这一堂课程。
Now you can see on the Zoom here, we've brought up a like a slide of this movie Valkyrie.
好，我们现在呢，荧幕上看到一部电影叫《华尔奇莉亚》。
Couldn't find the name which they might have used in the mainland China, but the movie here we have the name used in Taiwan. It came out in 2008 with Tom Cruise as the main actor.
2008年这部片子在台湾的翻译是华尔奇莉亚，我们不知道在大陆上是怎么翻译的，但是由 Tom Cruise 在主演的。
If you have a chance to see this movie, I do recommend it.
如果有机会，请大家看看这部片子。
And it helps us to understand how God controls history.
那这其实呢，让我们可以从这一部电影里了解到上帝他在控制我们的历史。
You have to remember that Hitler was one of the most evil rulers in history.
我们都知道希特勒是在历史上最邪恶的一个掌控人，一个领导人。
Well, remember, he was voted in under a democracy. The German people voted for Hitler.
不要忘记哦，希特勒是在民主制度下经由人民的选票选上希特勒的。
I think he was voted in 1936. I think that's when he first came to power. He was very, very popular.
在1936年的时候，当希特勒他竞选上成为他们德国总理的时候，他其实是一开始是非常受欢迎的。
But again, yeah, he had this platform where he was voted in. Well, one of the things that he promised the people was that he would control the Jewish situation.
他当他在这个平台上面就是竞选成功的时候，他其实有这个允诺所有的德国人，他要能够控制犹太人。
And also, Hitler had this plan that he was going to, or his Nazi party would be in power for 1,000 years.
而他甚至呢，跟大家讲说，他的纳粹的这个党羽啊，可以控制1,000年的政权。
And he called it the 1,000-year Reich. R-E-I-C-H. Reich means rulership or leading, leadership.
他谈说他有一千年的 Reich, 这个字呢就是说他有领导权。
Does that sound familiar? A 1,000-year rulership?
一千年的领导权，这个听起来是不是很熟悉呢？
Well, it should be, because when Jesus returns, he is going to be the ruler for 1,000 years.
因为你们一定记得，当耶稣基督回来的时候，他将会可以掌管这个世界1,000年。
But again, you know, Hitler was very evil.
而希特勒是非常的邪恶。
And he was the person that brought about World War II.
而他是这个引起二次世界大战的人。
And almost 100 million people died in that war, including 6 million Jews.
一亿人嘛，哈 ，100 million.
Okay.
有一亿人呢，在这个二次世界大战中被杀死，其中有600万是犹太人。
Okay, and yeah, many armies around the world, from England and the armies in Europe, they were trying to fight Hitler, and then you had the Americans come in. So millions of people were trying to kill Hitler.
然后呢，在那个当时呢，整个欧洲各国都要想办法跟这个希特勒的纳粹军队这个对抗，然后美国也来帮忙，所以几百万人都在试着要杀死希特勒。
When the Allied planes, the old bombing planes, when they would plan the mission to drop bombs over Berlin, they would write on the side of the bomb. They would say, "Hitler, this is for you." And then, you know, these are the bombs going on the planes. Here's your bomb, Hitler.
那些在很多很多的飞机都要到这个柏林去轰炸柏林，然后他们甚至都联军都在他们的那个炸弹上面写说，这个炸弹是给希特勒你的。
Yeah, and so Hitler was the personal target of hatred and people trying to kill Hitler. He was many millions of people really trying to kill Hitler.
而这些人呢，他们基本上都已经把希特勒当作他们整个恨。的一个对象，好，所以上百万的人都是试着要把希特勒给杀死。
And the Tom Cruise movie, the Valkyrie movie, showed that even within Hitler's own people, within his top military people, they were trying to kill him. Some people were trying to assassinate Hitler.
而在这部电影里面呢，甚至连他希特勒四周的一些人都觉得想要杀死他。
The reason they wanted to kill him was because they realized that Hitler was destroying the nation of Germany, and that they realized that Germany was going to lose the war.
而这些德国人，他们其实是有一种感觉，是真的最终希特勒是会害死德国人，而且德国人是会打输这个世界大战的。
In some ways, he was quite intelligent, but in other ways, he was very crazy, and he never thought that he would lose.
而这个希特勒呢，他是一个很聪明的人，但是也看得出来他基本上是个疯子。他在他的脑子里面，他是认为他绝对会胜利的。
At the end of the war, even as the Allies and the Russians were coming on Berlin, he would put guns in the hands of the very young children and the old people to go and fight against these very experienced armies.
然后呢，他甚至到后来那个苏联的军队过来要来打。到柏林的时候啊，他们甚至纳粹是把枪给一些非常没有能力、没有经验，包括是小朋友，都给他们枪，让这些没有经验、没有能力的人去跟这个苏联的联军打仗。
By that point, most normal leaders would have surrendered. They said, "Well, we'll at least save the rest of the people that are here."
如果是正常的一个领导人，在那种状况下，一定已经投降了。为什么他要尽量的去保护还剩下来的人民嘛？
Yeah, but Hitler wasn't going to lose. You know, he really thought in his mind, if we keep fighting, then we can still have victory.
然后呢，这个希特勒就疯狂的认为，只要我们继续的在打。继续打仗，我们最后是会赢的。
And again, yeah, even the top military people were trying to kill Hitler with this assassination attempt. And that movie called Valkyrie is only just one attempt of many attempts to assassinate Hitler.
而那些在德国军队里面的人，他们也有一些比较有良心、有想法的人，就一直想要刺杀希特勒。所以这部电影是其中几百件刺杀行动中的一件而已。
So what is the point of all this?
所以这是什么意思呢?
Yeah, because here you have this very evil man.
有一个这样的非常邪恶的人。
And you have all of these people trying to kill him.
然后有这么多想要杀他的人。
But they couldn't kill him.
但却没有办法杀他。
But he was being protected.
因为他被保护了。
Now, Satan is one person that's going to protect him, but God is allowing Hitler to live.
撒旦是一个想要保护希特勒的人，但是呢，也明显的是，上帝有让撒旦可以保护希特勒。
So even though Satan has a lot of power, he is the ruler of the world. He has a lot of influence, but God is the ultimate power. So whatever God says, that's what happens.
撒旦有各种能力、各种的权力去做所有他想要做的事，但是不要忘记，上帝永远是那个终极的权力者。
Satan cannot do anything unless God allows it to happen.
撒旦无法做任何事，除非上帝允许他做。
We see that under the testing of Job. Remember where Satan came to God, and God gave Satan permission to test Job.
记得吗？在约伯记里面。是撒旦去跟上帝讲说他要测试约伯，然后上帝同意了让撒旦测试约伯，他才有办法做那些事。
And Satan and his demons have to follow the rules.
因为撒旦以及那些魔鬼都必须要遵守这些规矩。
You should understand quite clearly now from our studies about the angelic infiltration regarding the flood of Noah.That there are rules, and if the angels break the rules, they get put in prison.
我们已经上了课，大家都理解哈。即使是天使的渗透，那这些天使们如果他们是破坏了这个律法，没有遵守律法，他们也要被处罚的。
But Satan was given permission to protect Hitler.
所以呢，撒旦他们是有神给的一个允许，他们可以去保护。
So like in that movie Valkyrie, it was a very well-planned assassination attempt and the lead actor, that was by Tom Cruise, put a big bomb into this meeting and put it under the table very close to Hitler.
所以这部电影呢，里面 Tom Cruise 这一群人，他们很多很多人参与啊， 做了非常精密的计划，然后用一个很大的一个炸弹摆在这个桌边，要让这个炸弹把希特勒炸死。
And when that bomb went off, that room was destroyed, and I think there was a few people actually died, and many were injured, generals that were in the room at the time.
然后呢，当这个最终这个炸弹炸开的时候，整个房子是被炸毁了。然后在那个会议室里面的有几个首领的将军都死了。
But Hitler survived.
但是希特勒却
In fact, I think it was
却没死。
I think it was hardly even scratched.
连一点点破皮都没有。
But just goes to show that God is controlling history here.
这代表什么？神还是他有在控制这个历史的发展呢？
The people that planned that assassination of Hitler, they were punished severely. They were basically tortured and then killed.
那些试着要杀希特勒的人最后都被整得很惨了，都甚至都被处死。
Okay, and in the eyes of Hitler, he just thinks now he really is a very powerful man, that even God is protecting him. See, from Hitler's point of view, he's thinking, I'm surviving all these assassination attempts, so God is protecting me. Now he thinks, you know, he really believes what he's doing is right.
所以呢，希特勒他那时候居然会想说，连上帝都站在我这边，都在保护我，所以我一定做的事情是对的。
But nothing good ever comes out of a revolution. So here's an application: is that you never go against the government.
所以这个在讲什么呢？就是这种革命性的观念其实是不属神的，就是神并不会认为我们应该要来跟政府对抗。
Yeah, now what I mean by that is you never try to overthrow your government. The Lord Jesus Christ is very capable of doing that.
我们人民是不需要去用这种革命性的行为来反对政府的，因为一个政府是不是该存在，我们耶稣基督比我们更知道他要怎么做。
And there are some things like an evil government might say, well, you cannot worship your God. But of course, you can worship your God. God will always give you the freedom to worship God.Some governments say, you know, okay, we're going to close down your church, so now you can't go to church, but that doesn't mean you can't study the word, and that doesn't mean you can't worship God.
有些政府说，你不可以这个敬拜神，但实际上你绝对是有这个自由，你永远都有这个自由去敬拜神，你可以读神的话语，你可以做敬拜。
God will always give you the freedom to obey his commands.
因为神永远都会给我们自由，让我们可以去顺服于他的命令。
Now let's get back to the slideshow. We're talking about the cosmic system.
好，我们再来看一下这个属世的系统的幻灯片。
Just to review the slide here, you see, Satan has this entire, like it's a system of thinking and speculations and false doctrines and things like that.
所以呢，我们再回来看，就是说，撒旦他其实编制了一个系统，这个系统是有各种想法、观点、政策、目标所组成的。
Okay, and we've really just been focused now on the concept of governmental power.
所以呢，我们其实刚刚都在强调的是一个属于属政府组织的一个权力、统治的能力。
Now we're going to have some other examples of how Satan has designed his system as well.
那我们还有其他的一些例子来讲说撒旦如何去设计这个系统。
Okay, but overall, just looking at here, the cosmic system is Satan's, we say, modus operandi, which means his way of operating for deceiving humanity.
我们讲到撒旦呢，他设计的这个系统呢，其实是要来欺骗人类的。
Okay, we have this word in Latin. You should try to learn this modus operandi, which literally means mode means a way, and operandi means operating. So a way of operating, or a way of doing things.
这个英文上面写的 modus operandi， 这个是拉丁文，它的 modus 就是方法的意思 ，operandi 就是运作的意思，就是运作的方法。他说，所以是说撒旦的运作方法。
But everything in his plan of evil is designed to get people distracted from God.
所以所有的这个所谓邪恶呢，都是要把人从上帝所期待的状况中呢，把分离出来，要让你远离上帝的计划。
Now here we say the system is designed that people might deny the existence of God. But Satan knows that a lot of people are seeking for God, and for those that are really seeking God, he will let them seek a different kind of a God.
好，所以呢他里面也讲到，就是说他很希望这个系统呢能够让人类拒绝神，而撒旦也很清楚人想要去寻找神的，所以他就让你呢去寻找错的神，去找别的神，不要去找真正我们的那个上帝。
Yeah, because there's all different kinds of religions in the world.
这就是为什么会有这么多不同形态的宗教在世界上。
Okay, so these are designed for people that are not going to deny God, but Satan will please them with some kind of a system or another.
所以呢，撒旦的计划就是，如果有人是喜欢寻求神的，他就让你去找其他的神。
Without the defense of doctrine in his soul, the believer will continue to be influenced by the cosmic system.
信徒如果没有魂里面的这个正确的教义来做防御的话呢，他就会去在其他的属世的系统的影响中去有不同的 不属神的想法。
Allowing people to be good from a human good way of thinking.
然后现在呢他我们要把这个撒旦所创造的属世系统分类来说明。第一种呢是从道德主义产生的堕落。
And that often is promoted by religion and just sort of systems of morality.
所以呢这种方式呢常常是经由道德主义观或者是有一些宗教所教导的道德主义来让我们混淆的。
Now everybody is expected to be moral. For example, that you're expected not to kill people, you're expected not to steal, you're expected not to beat up your wife, for example.
所谓的这个道德，我们大家都知道，就是说，比如说不能够打你的太太，不能够杀人，不能够偷窃等等这种道德主义。
Yeah, and this comes under the laws of divine establishment.
这其实是神所给我们的，刚刚一直提到的，他让我们社会建造的一个基础。
But Satan can twist these things around to make people mistakenly understand that by doing these things you can go to heaven.
然后呢，撒旦呢就让大家呢混淆在什么状态呢？就是说你只要好好的这个遵行道德主义、道德的概念的话，你就可以上天堂。
It's very evil if you tell someone if you're good you can go to heaven.
这其实是你跟一个人讲说，哦，你乖乖的，你就能上天堂。这其实是非常非常的邪恶的，不是真的。
It looks like a contradiction again. People think, well, being good, how can being good be evil?
所以这听起来好像有点矛盾，就说明明是要人家做好人，为什么我就叫人家做好人，却变成我是很邪恶呢？
But what we're saying is that good deeds which you are thinking can get you to heaven, that's evil.
但其实是在讲说你如果做了好人你就能上天堂，这个说法其实是蛮邪恶的。
Because the only way to get into heaven is by believing in Jesus Christ.
因为真正能够上天堂的唯一方法就是你相信耶稣基督。
So anything outside of that concept is evil.
所以超越这一个想法，其他的想法都是邪恶的。
Okay, the next one we have here is immoral degeneracy, which is a bit like the opposite. This is where people become very immoral.
好，第二种呢，第二类型是由道德败坏带来的堕落。
And this will include obvious sins like rebellion or violence, sexual sins, drunkenness, things like that.
哦，这就是包括了任何不道德的行为，哈，不管在性方面的，或者是酒醉啊等等的这些坏的行为。
A lot of these behaviors come from the sin nature.
大部分这一些错误的行为，它都是来自于我们的罪性。
But Satan will often encourage these things for whatever purpose he thinks is appropriate.
所以呢，撒旦呢很喜欢去这个特别推崇这些属于我们罪性里面会造成的行为。
If Satan can in some way break down society, for example, he promotes sex before marriage so that there's lots of illegitimate children, or he promotes drunkenness, he promotes getting drugs in society, society breaks down.
因为呢，撒旦呢，经由这个推崇一些堕落的道德好行为呢，可以包括这个什么婚姻前的性行为，好，包括这个婚外的婚前的，就是就未没有婚生的孩子，好，包括这个吃药喝酒等等的这些可以让社会败坏的一些举止。
Or if there's anarchy in society, anarchy, people on the streets and fighting against the government.
还有那些在路上抗议行为的，就是跟政府对抗的这些行为。
Yeah, when there's more problems in society, that means that now the government has to step in to control things, right?
因为呢，只要他能够创造更多跟政府会让社会不安定的状态的时候，政府他就必须要更大。
That gives more power to the government.
然后政府就会拿到更多的权力。
Remember, small people, big government.
就是让人民变小，政府变大。
Okay, so when the people are like addicted to drugs and getting drunk and all of these orphans on the street, for example, broken families, things like that, this means that a big government needs to step in.
所以如果街上社会里越来越多酒醉的人，吃药的人，然后那些孤儿在街上没有人照顾的孤儿等等的这些，只要社会上问题越多，政府就必须好像需要更大的、更强大的政府。
So you can see why Satan would encourage this kind of behavior.
所以这就是撒旦为什么要去鼓舞这方面的错误的行为。
Okay, other things as part of Satan's system, we have superstitions.
第三种呢就是
I don't think that's been translated. So things like astrology, that means, you know, looking at the stars to get your future.
观星星象
Seeking guidance from clairvoyance. So clairvoyance are like the witch doctor things, I guess, witchcraft, things like that.
然后寻找这个巫师好的这个行为
Ancestor worship.
还有对这个祖先的敬拜。
That's very big in China and a lot of Eastern religions is that you should worship your ancestors.
就像我们东方是对于这个敬拜祖先是非常非常重视的。
Well, yeah, your ancestors were sinners, right?
你的祖先其实也是罪人，对不对？
Maybe they were horse thieves or murderers.
也许曾经有过谋杀的人。凶手。
Your ancestors are not worthy of worship.
所以你的祖宗不适合你去敬拜他耶。
Now, you can give thanks to God that he's given you your ancestors because if you didn't have ancestors, you wouldn't have life.
你可以感谢上帝给你的生命经由你的祖先给了你的生命。
But really, that's the closest you should get to worshiping your ancestors. Even if your ancestor was a great person, maybe you have some things to learn from them.But that wisdom your ancestors give you can still not compare to the wisdom from the Bible.
就是不论如何，就是你的祖先给了你什么，你甚至他教导你什么，都无法与上帝给我们的圣经相比。
Oh, and luck. So we have things like numerology, thinking that there's luck found in different numbers.
还有就是那个从那个什么数字上面去找到不同的幸运数。
Yeah, it's like saying the number 8 is lucky.
比如说8是幸运。I thought it's 7.
No, in China.
In China,
8 is 发。
Yeah.
6 is 发, right?
No, 8.
And then to say like the number 4 is like to relate to death, that's unlucky. I mean, that's stupid. Sorry, I have to say it's nonsense.
那像四说是死，这个因为声音像死，就说它是一个不好的数字，真的蛮好笑的。
Yeah, I mean, God is in control of all the numbers.
上帝是控制所有的数字的。
But even in Western society, see, the number 13 is supposed to be unlucky.
Unlucky?
Unlucky, number 13.
就像西方世界也认为13这个数字是不幸运的。
And the reason for that is because they say at the Last Supper, there was 13 people sitting at the table with Jesus.
那是因为呢，那是在这个最后的晚餐的时候，这个桌上坐了13个人，所以他想说这是非常不吉利。
See, there's 12 disciples and Jesus, so that's 13.
因为12个学生加上耶稣基督总共是13个人。
Okay, and because Jesus died the next day, so they say the number was unlucky.
然后耶稣之后就死了，所以第二天就死了，所以代表那数字是不幸运的。
Totally stupid, of course.
这也是很笨的。
Okay, and then we have the word fatalism, and fatalism is just thinking that you cannot change your history, that everything is set, so that whatever you think or whatever you do, it's all part of this plan.Well, you cannot change what's going to happen in your future.
那还有一种就是所谓的完全命运主义，就是你的所有的会经历的事情都已经是决定了，被决定了，所以你其实是无法改变你的命运的。
Yeah. This is very big in the Hindu religion in India.
这是在印度教里面很重视的一个看法。
Yeah, they think everything is in the hands of the God, so, you know, whatever we do, nothing's going to change.
所以因为在印度教他们就认为说所有的事情都在神的手里，那我们做什么其实无法改变。
And so they don't do anything.
所以他们什么也不做。
And for that reason, India is one of the poorest nations in the world.
所以印度才成为世界上最穷的国家之一。
Now they're starting to become more prosperous as well, because as the Western influence is coming into India, now they're changing that way of thinking.
但是因为现在西方的一些思潮进到了印度，所以现在印度有一些改变了。
But one of the worst things that happened to India in recent history was they kicked out the English. See, England was colonizing India, and India became very modern for a while.
那自从英国人他们把印度变成殖民地，然后等到印度人把这些英国人赶走之后呢，其实整个印度就开始进入了一个现代化。
While England was in India, they established the train system, they set up the postal system, they gave them electricity and all kinds of things.
而英国人在把印度殖民的时候呢，他其实把整个西方的这个系统啊，建设进去了，包括有这个铁路系统，有这个邮政系统啊，等等的这些西方的一个建制。
It's the same thing in Africa as well, actually.
对，非洲也是一样。
Yeah, but eventually people got the idea, we don't want to be controlled by the English, we want our freedom.
但是最后呢，这些地方的人呢，他们就想说，我们不想要被英国人控制，我们要我们的自由。
So they kicked out the English.
所以他们把英国人给赶走了。
And then things have been bad ever since.
那自从那之后呢，就不太好了。
A lot of people wouldn't agree with me on that, but when you look at the way that society, especially in India and in Africa, that they've just had nothing but trouble ever since they kicked out the English.
也许很多人不会同意我的说法，但是呢，在那个自从他们不管印度或者非洲把英国人赶走之后呢，他们的社会的安定度各方面，或者是现代化的成长都变比较差了。
Okay, now another false system promoted by Satan is false religions, which basically means all religion, and value systems.
还有一个是被撒旦，最后一个被撒旦所这个推广的一个系统，一些系统就是假的宗教系统跟错误的价值系统。
Okay, and this includes monotheistic, which means a religion where they just worship one God, or polytheistic, which means they have many gods.See down below, you've got monotheistic and polytheistic.
这里面包括呢一神主义以及多神主义，多神的宗教。
New Age movement. Now, this is where people came back from Asia following, like the Korean and Vietnam War. They went back to America with the Buddhist and Hindu religions and yoga and things like this.
还有那个所谓的新世纪的一个运动，这个运动是来自于韩战跟越战之后，很多人从这个战场回到了西方，回到美国之后，他们受到佛教思维跟印度教思维的影响。
Okay, and one person who was very popular with this, and I actually studied with him for about 2 years, is this man here.
有一个非常受欢迎的人哦，就是现在右边的这一位哦，这一位 Tim 之前有跟他学习过。
So I'll explain a bit more about him and what he did and how he mixed up my mind after the break.
我们等一下休息之后呢，我会跟大家介绍一下这一位印度的这个宗师哈，来告诉大家他如何的。搞混淆了我的很多想法。
Okay, so we'll just close down now because we're coming to the end and then we'll open up in about 3 minutes and then we'll just finish off at 4 o'clock.
我们现在呢先休息3分钟回来之后我们在4点前会把课程完成。